Running a marathon is an achievement. I, for one, struggle to hit 5,000 steps in a day, let alone have enough drive to run 26.2 miles. But one Oxford researcher and mother of two is putting regular marathon runners to shame. She's attempting to break a world record for pushing two children in a double buggy while running, you guessed it, a marathon. All this, and she has a company that specializes in extending a long-distance runner's shelf life. On this episode of the Oxford Sparks Big Questions podcast, we're asking, how do you run a marathon, parentheses, with two kids? Hello, I'm Emily Elias, and this is the show where we seek out the brightest minds at the University of Oxford, and we ask them to weigh in on those tricky questions that'll change the way we understand the world around us. And on this episode, we've got not only some groundbreaking research, but a record breaker.
So my name's Jessica Bruce, and I'm founder and director of Run3D. We're an Oxford University spin-out company that develops 3D gait analysis systems to help physios and podiatrists treat injured runners.
And
And I also love to run, and I hold the world record for running a marathon whilst pushing my son in a buggy. And in 2 weeks' time, we are going to attempt the double buggy marathon, which is to try and run the 26 miles whilst pushing the two of them.
Sitting in Jessica's living room in Bristol with her four-month-old Amelia cooing away, it's pretty clear that running has always been a part of her life. While she was an engineering student, she ran cross-country for the university. She met her husband Dave in a running club, and she was named Oxford University Sportswoman of the Year in 2008. But when she started to get knee pain from running long distances, she realized that her studies and her passion fit together perfectly.
So I did my PhD looking at the biomechanics of knee pain, or patellofemoral pain syndrome, in distance runners. And I used a very elaborate technical 12-camera gait analysis system that was based at the Specialist Orthopaedic Hospital in Oxford. And it was at this time I started to think, well, why isn't the technology that I'm using in my research accessible to everyday clinicians and real runners? And so started looking into trying to essentially take this 3D gait analysis system out of the lab and putting it into the clinic.
And so Jessica got to work looking at how runners run. She says up to 74% of runners become injured every year, and that ranges from your elite athletes or triathletes to someone who's just doing a couch to 5K app.
So patellofemoral pain syndrome is characterized by a kind of a dull ache behind the kneecap. You know, various reasons why it might happen, but one of them is your biomechanics. So the patella or your kneecap is essentially kind of pulled up and down by your quadriceps tendon, it's called, and your patella tendon. And if the patella moves in a way, slightly different way than it's supposed to, this can cause increased stress at certain areas, which can lead to pain.
So in order to help podiatrists and physiotherapists and other specialists make their diagnosis of where the pain is coming from, one of the first things that she needed to figure out was how to track a runner's movements. Jessica kind of came up with using an infrared system. It's the same sort of technology you'd see Andy Serkis use in like a behind-the-scenes feature of Lord of the Rings or Planet of the Apes.
So we stick little reflective dots or markers onto people's legs, track the positions of these with special cameras. So it doesn't look like much, it's just cameras, but the cameras don't see the person. They shine light, which reflects back off the dots, and basically gives us the position of where those markers are. Because we've put the markers on what we call known anatomical landmarks, we can use their positions to create a computational model of the person running. And then we use the model to calculate exactly how they're moving in 3D. So we get movement patterns, looking at them from the side, looking at them from the front and back, and also looking at them from the top down.
Then there is another piece of the puzzle. In order to make a diagnosis, you need to have something to compare it with. This meant Jessica needed to collect a lot of data.
So we have inbuilt a database of what we call uninjured controls into the software. So we have an idea of what essentially a kind of a normal gait pattern looks like. And then we are able to say whether someone's got any asymmetry. So if their right leg's moving more than their left in any particular way, then we can pick that out. And also if they've got any kind of abnormal or extreme motion patterns as well. So we have an uninjured database of competitive runners that we collected around Oxfordshire. And obviously what we're not saying that people should run in a particular way, but we do know that there are certain parameters such as, you know, if you've got too much adduction or too much collapse at your hip, if you've got too much rotation at your knee, then these are linked to common running related overuse injuries. So if somebody comes in with a specific injury and you find this in their biomechanical profile, then it's certainly something that you may want to address in their treatment.
Now, while Jessica is just getting her spin-off company Run3D on track.
Right, should we go and get you in your buggy? Should we go and put you in this monster machine of a truck that we run with?
She had baby number one, Daniel.
Yeah, so you'll soon notice that running with buggies means that you have an awful lot of buggies in the house, so we're quite lucky.
And then she had an idea. Jessica was going to break a world record for running a marathon while pushing Daniel in a stroller.
Well, the idea came to me after having Daniel. I was relatively unfit by my standards and decided I wanted a new challenge. I knew that all my running was going to be done with a buggy anyway, because my husband works such long hours. So I thought, well, why not? Let's set myself a new challenge. I'm probably not going to run as fast as I've done in the past, but I can certainly do something different.
How did the first race go?
So I did a kind of warm-up race beforehand, which made me think, okay, this is going to be doable. The marathon itself, anyone who's run a marathon will know that there's so much that can go wrong on the day. You had to kind of treble that when you're trying to push one toddler, probably about 10 times as much for the double buggy. But it all went perfectly. Daniel, for the first one, slept most of the way. He woke up at about 20 miles, and my husband managed to feed him a bottle as we were running. So the rules state that it's only me that's allowed to touch the buggy. So we've got pictures of Dave, my husband, who ran next to us, leaning over, feeding Daniel a bottle without touching the buggy. It was quite a sight, but we managed. And then he started crying a bit, so Dave started singing. So this is, you know, about mile 22, 23 of a marathon, where everyone around you is on their last legs. We've got Daniel singing 10 green bottles hanging on the wall. But it worked. We got to the end. And thankfully, my husband's quite a fast runner. So for him, running at that pace was still a long way by any means, but not kind of quite as all out as the people we were around.
What was your time?
3:17 was the official time.
Were you surprised by that?
Very, yes. So we'd set out to do, originally, I thought I'll try for under 4. And then I thought, okay, we'll go 3:45. And then someone told me that someone in America had just set the record at 3:25. I found that out about 2 days before. So that was like, okay, that's what we'll go for. And it, you know, went better than that. So.
And people went crazy for the record. For one day in October 2015, Jessica found herself the center of attention. She was on the landing page of the BBC website, and she had just journalists calling and calling and calling. But after her moment of glory, she went back to work. And back to doing the school run, running with her buggy near the M4, M32 junction in Bristol, where she lives. And Run3D made a huge leap. In February of this year, they figured out how to get the results in real time.
We can run somebody on this treadmill and we can measure how they're running as they are doing it. I mean, that's phenomenal. We're capturing data at 200 hertz, so 200 frames a second. We're measuring, we're calculating the kinematics, we're calculating the joint angles, we're comparing them to our database, and we're outputting that information in front of the person so they can see what's happening as they are running on the treadmill. So what that means is that the physio can then ask them to change certain features of their running style, like running with their knees pointing forwards, or take lighter steps or shorter, faster steps, and really assess exactly the impact that's having further up and down what we call the kinetic chain. So we might change their cadence, for example, take them, say, come on, we need to take faster, shorter steps. But as a clinician, we're interested in the impact that relatively simple change is having, let's say, on the knees and having on the hips as well.
And while this was incredibly exciting for Run3D and Jessica, 4 months ago, another exciting milestone. Baby number two, Amelia, arrived. And Jessica set herself a new challenge. Running a double buggy marathon.
Is there a current standing record for a double buggy?
There's not. No one's attempted it yet. But what Guinness do when they approve it as an attempt is they set you a standard and they say, okay, for example, there's no point me going out and doing it in 10 hours and just walking it. So what they've done is they have set me a time of 4:30, which I believe should be achievable.
What are you worried about? What's your anxiety?
Anxiety? So it's the children more than anything. Just hoping that they're going to be happy and quiet the whole way around. They should be fine. We've done enough training. They both love being out in the buggy, but they're children, right? Anything can happen. So we'll go well prepared. We'll have books for Daniel. Emmy will be fine. She'll probably sleep. But nappies, you have to carry nappies, you have to carry puncture repair kits. We'll have a bell to warn people around us that we're coming. Negotiating footpaths and curbs and all these little things that you don't even think about when you're not running without a buggy, you have to take into account. So it's full on concentration for however long it's going to take me. But it'll be worth it in the end.
So 2 weeks later, big question, how did Jessica do?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Sorry, we've got Daniel coming joining. Yeah, so we ran the Abingdon Marathon yesterday and managed to finish in 3 hours and 22 minutes, which is fantastic, way faster than I'd thought. Our aim for Guinness was 4:30, so we are well under that. We're absolutely fine. Both of them were amazing. We've got them up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, you see. So by the time we put them back in the buggy at nine, and basically they'd had a late night the night before as well. Daniel was asleep before the race had even started. Exciting. Although now I'm looking for the next challenge, you know. It's one of those things I'm like, oh, okay. Now what should I do?
Oh, who doesn't love a happy ending? This podcast was brought to you by Oxford Sparks for the University of Oxford, with music by John Lyons, and a special thanks to Jessica Bruce and the whole Bruce family. Congratulations, you guys. Tell us what you think about this podcast. You can go to Twitter and tweet us at Oxford Sparks. You can find us on Facebook. We have tons of cool Facebook Lives coming up. And we've got a website. Of course, we have a website. This is the modern era, isn't it? oxfordsparks.ox.ac.uk. And if you found this podcast enjoyable, why don't you go ahead, write us a review? It helps other people find this amazing podcast that we've been working so hard on. I'm Emily Elias. Bye for now.